This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1937. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 3rd, Albania, Australia, Austria, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Germany, Greece, India, North and South Korea, Northern Macedonia, Mexico, Philippines, South Sudan, Suriname, Turkey, UK, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, has been monitoring the low-power Australian on 5055, 4KZ in Queensland. He says on June 26th, it was off the air by 1204 UT when he checked. June 27th, back on the air. June 29th, off the air again by 1213. So he sent an inquiry to Al Curtin, general manager of Radio 4KZ, who replied on June 30th that 5055 has been on the air every day, but due to seasonal conditions, running only between 20 UT and 1000 UT. Our target area is 1 megameter around Innisfail. The signal dies sharply in this region before 0900. Our times will vary with the seasons, he said. So Ron kept checking, remembering that back on June 4th and 6th, they stayed on the air all the way until 1353 UT. He says 1000 UT is now the official sign-off time, but on July 2nd, it went off sometime between 1106 and 1205, so the sign-off must vary a lot, if not on a timer. Foreign language services from Australia quietly terminated, says Kai Ludwig. In the current enthusiasm about a push to restore Radio Australia on shortwave, would there be any other option left in theory than leasing airtime abroad? A rather significant development went by completely unnoticed. Apparently, ABC has quietly terminated all its foreign language services. In their last incarnation, after they ceased to exist as radio broadcasts in 2014, some of them were part of the AustraliaPlus.com platform, a substitute for the international TV service, which lost its governmental funding in 2013. Now this platform is gone. The Earl merely redirects to a section of the general ABC News, which are, of course, in English only. Some other language services so far still remained at radioaustralia.net.au, and now that URL redirects to a completely new Radio Australia section at abc.net.au. No trace of any foreign language remains there either. It'd be quite interesting to hear what is really going on around international ABC services. After quite a bit more discussion in the World of Radio IO group, this came from Matt Francis in Australia. He says the only foreign language content on RA these days is the Talk Pigeon One Talk program, which includes Pacific Pigeon languages. RA dropped Vietnamese, Khmer, Burmese, and French during 2016 and 17. Chinese content dropped in 2014 in the lead-up to the launch of the controversial Australia Plus website, which included Chinese, although has been slated for closure. It was still live as of July 2nd. The site has been criticized for being soft on criticism of the Chinese government. ABC still produces some content in Indonesian, which is available online, and also includes links to other Indonesian media outlets. It's a long way from days when Radio Australia's Indonesian service was on par with the BBC for popularity in a small village in Sumatra where I was living for a while. He says the degradation of Australia's public diplomacy voice in our region has been steady and largely unremarked domestically. The irony is growing concern in Australia about China's growing capacity to project its soft power capabilities through our media and education and political institutions. Without shortwave, Radio Australia still exists, at least in English, online. Hans-Jürg Biener consulted the World Radio TV Handbook and found that FM relays of Radio Australia still apply to 13 island states in the Pacifics. Some of them also have China and France and BBC. Harald Kuhl in Germany, DL1AJ, draws our attention to the following. Special broadcasts of Radio DARC for North America. Saturday, July 14th. The WRTC World Radio Sport Team Championship for amateur radio this year, organized in Germany, is covered in two special broadcasts. The radio show of the German Amateur Radio Club in English, Saturday, July 14th, from 11 to 12 UT on 6070, midday, of course, audible only in Europe. But in addition, especially for many people interested in this from North America, it'll be on 13860 at the same time. That is relayed via Austria with 300 kilowatts. That's Saturday, July 14th, 11 to 12 UT, 13860 may make it at least to the East Coast. Following up last week's report about transmitter problems at the Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, Ron Howard in California reports on June 28th, 6134.83 at 0200 with the usual theme music and series of full IDs, ending with their Santa Cruz song at 0201 to 0204. Not bad cutting through heavy summertime static. Nice to have them back. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports hearing Radio Brasil Central, Goiás, on 2470 in the 120 meter band. They were announcing for their FM outlet and Facebook, but ID'd as Radio Brasil Central. This is not a harmonic. He heard it at 0935 UT, June 29th. According to some sources, they actually have this 120 meter band transmitter on 2470, although it's not currently listed. I wonder if they were once active on that frequency. Checking almost 30 years ago in the handbook, there was a different Brazilian station on 2470, Rádio Cacique in Sorocaba. Their medium wave frequency is 1270 at Rádio Brasil Central. Their other shortwave frequencies, 4985 and 11815, all of which I think are active, but I cannot figure out any mathematical relationship to explain a mixing product landing on 2470. Ron Howard in California reports 6030 CFVP Calgary, Alberta, which relays CKMX AM 1060 with a comedy format. June 27th, a rare treat to hear this 100-watt station in the clear since CNR1 China was off the air. This was between 1250 and 1327 UT with many comedians. Last week I mentioned Radio Havana Cuba being way off frequency from 6100 in the mornings, 11 to 13 UT on 6099.238. But by June 27th, they were back on frequency after being off frequency for at least three preceding mornings. Between 13 and 15 UT, there's a transmitter on 13700 from Cuba, which sometimes, but not every day, puts out FM spur blobs around the band. A few of them were back on June 27th. And a lot of them were back on July 1st at 66 or 67 kilohertz intervals. In fact, I detected five of them on the high side and 10 of them on the low side, ranging from 13033 to 14033 kilohertz, intruding into the 20 meter hamband. The closer ones could be demodulated in FM tuning. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba. Some other examples. July 1st at 0147, the 12,000 kilohertz transmitter is, as usual, overmodulated and splattering up to 25 kilohertz each side and squealing as well. But it was also putting out its own set of spurs. I found one on 12028.57 and then a match on the other side, 11971.38. Just before then, I was also hearing a wavering carrier around 11857, which happens to be 5 times 28.6, so it must have been just another spur out of that transmitter. That is, I mean, its separation was 5 times 28.6 kilohertz below 12,143 kilohertz below. English from Radio Havana Cuba is sometimes missing from where it's supposed to be or on an unexpected frequency. June 29th at 6:42, there it was on 9535, long after that frequency was supposed to close down at 0500 and be only in Spanish. July 2nd at 0136, 6165 was in the wrong language, Spanish instead of English, leaving that language only on 6000, with many other frequencies still in Spanish. And the first English broadcast of the day, July 2nd, at 1930, I found on 11760 instead of 15140, which was not on the air. Something's always wrong at Radio Vanacuba. To be fair, another station where something is always wrong is Radio Cairo, Egypt. The English Sesquiarity Europe at 2115 is supposed to be on 9800, but it's usually heard off frequency at 9799.7 and often lacking little, if any, modulation. However, July 1st at 2125, I found a similar off frequency, instead 9804.70, 5 kHz higher than usual. But July 2nd, they were back to 9799.7. When seeking to hear Equatorial Guinea on 5005 RNGE, one should start checking by 0500 UT. Usually it's been signing on around 0516, but on June 28th, Ron Howard was hearing it already at 0506. It was very poor but improved, with repetitive African singing, nicely above threshold level audio, and still with the same type of singing past 0530. Voice of Greece is not on the air 9420 every day, but Ron Howard says if you want to hear an ID in English and Greek, along with their interval signal, the time to listen is 0256, as he heard it June 28th. I'm not the only one alert for odd frequencies, also reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. All India Radio heard June 30th, the Nepali hour, at 07-08 UT, on 9949.8 and 11619.8 via the Delhi transmitter. In fact, those are the two new 100 kilowatt transmitters that they've just installed, according to Joe's Jacob, as he had them on his schedule as 9950 and 11620 in Nepali. Brand new transmitter, yet they can't get them to operate on the exact frequency. Ron Howard has been observing clandestine from South to North Korea Echo of Hope or Voice of Hope. Some of their frequencies have not been jammed. 5995 was in the clear from 1120 till the jamming started at 1129 on June 27th. Their other frequency, 9100, he's been checking at various times between 10 and 13 UT and finds the jamming is quite erratic, coming and going. While his correspondent in Japan, Amano-san, says 5995 can be heard quite well without any jamming. About Macedonia Northern on 810 kHz, their main medium wave frequency, in the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says, I wonder if Skopje has increased power, as that was the day, June 20th, when the new name of the country was officially ratified with Greece. This frequency carries external service programs in the evening on weekdays. It had been listed as 100 kilowatts. This reminded me that years ago it was a superpower megawatt transmitter, so I wonder if they still have more capability than 100. Furthermore, via Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing the third harmonic on 2430. It's in Macedonian and confirmed daily during May and June. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1937. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Reynolds on the Tippecanoe River in Indiana, also known as Ramsey, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. On June 27th, I was awake around sunrise, so made the best of it, checking the low-band medium wave for the Mexicans I often hear from Sinaloa, and there they were on 540, 610, and 650. Of particular interest is the strongest one, XETNT on 650 from Los Mochis. Their morning show is called Buenos Dias Yarderos, which means yardmen or groundskeepers who are apparently up early when the day is coolest. And they've also been announcing, heard more than once, that they're changing their FM frequency from 106.5 to 100.5. Since the station slogan is Radio 65, 65, what will they call themselves after the change? Because the medium wave frequency is also expected to be one of those eventually turned off in the migration to FM. And note that this station on 650 plays the national anthem at the odd time of 11:30 UT. Ron Hard says, after a considerable absence, I again heard the language lesson entitled Say It in English, a British production, on Myanmar Radio 5985. It's in English and Burmese, heard Monday, July 2nd at 12:21 to 12:31. It is presumably repeated on Wednesdays around the same time. As previewed last week, the RCC station in the Philippines, Radio Veritas Asia, did in fact terminate its shortwave service on June 30th. Many of us were listening to their final broadcasts via our own receivers or remotes if necessary, the latter in my case. That was the Tagalog or Filipino hour at 15 UT June 30th on 11675. They had no English broadcast, but they did use English for continuity announcements between the various language services. They played their interval signal amid an English ID and went off the air forever at 1558 UT June 30th. Richard Langley recorded that final broadcast, and it's available at archive.org. The following item I'm filing under Sudan South None, although we're not yet positive. It's about a new target or clandestine broadcast which had been registered to start on July 1st, as Ivo Ivanov pointed out, via Babcock facilities. This is the schedule, 04-05 on 9665 via Wolverton, 5-6 on 17775 via the UAE, and 15-17, 13810 also via the UAE. The azimuths are also given, and I found that I could triangulate with them to determine the target area, which meant they cross over South Sudan. And in fact, the CRF targets listed in HFCC correspond to all of Sudan, South and non-South. So from UT July 1st, I started trying to hear the 04 broadcast on 9665 or the 15 on 13810, either on my own receiver or via the remote in Holland, but nothing at all, except there is, of course, the Brazilian off frequency near 9665. Still nothing heard by July 3rd, so I wonder if and when they're ever going to start. By the way, the Brazilian exact frequency was 9664.9, Radio Voz Missionaria. Further speculation about this, it might be the target broadcast for South Sudan, last known as iRadio, EYE, which, however, stopped shortwave several months ago. The new schedule is sort of similar. At that time, they were using Issoudun, France transmitter site. And in fact, according to their website, iRadio is still very much in business, streaming 24 hours, if not transmitting, at www.eyeradio.org. It was in turn the successor to the original Sudan radio service. In Australian DX News, Rob Shepherd says he was looking for Radio Apinti, Suriname, 4990 at approximate local dawn via the gray line. But June 26th at 0900, he was instead hearing a weak level signal in Chinese, which would be PBS Yunnan. So he emailed Radio Apinti about the status of the station, and they replied, unfortunately, Radio Apinti is off the air now. We'll be back soon. They do have an FM outlet via the internet stream, which identifies as the Happy Station. In Australian DX News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing some harmonics on the higher HF frequencies. I expect they were enhanced or even audiblized thanks to sporadic E. Notably, Voice of Turkey, 19570, 2x9785, May 25th at 18:30 in English. And he also heard their Turkish broadcast on 18920, which is 2x9460. And besides Turkey, he was also hearing a couple of other interesting stations via Harmonix. Now in Germany, 19100, Bible Voice Broadcasting in English, June 24th at 0445 to 0515, that is 2x9550. And China via Albania on 23880, believed to be in French, on June 7th at 16 to 17, parallel to fundamental, 5970, that is 23880, a fourth harmonic, and he also heard the third harmonic on 17910. Despite inhabiting one of the deleted target areas for BBC World Service, North America, I've run across a couple of frequencies which might work in our mornings, although they're hardly loud and clear, both from the Singapore transmitter site and on the air for only 1 hour each. At 12 to 13 UT, 15285, as I heard July 2nd. Signing off just before the news at 1300, switch over to 12065 for one more hour. Here's another shortwave station which suddenly closed down. Kim Elliott found info at Facebook and Twitter about WLO in Mobile, Alabama. Ended its HF operations on July 1st, including radio teletype and Navtex. If you tune CW across the maritime bands on shortwave, you would often hear da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da, IDs from WLO, and now it's gone. Temporarily off the air as of June 30th, more marine stations, KPH, KFS, and K6, KPH of the Maritime Radio Historical Society, Mike Terry forwards news from RadioMarine.org that they were off the air Saturday, June 30th, due to extreme fire danger at the transmitter site in California, but hope to return to their usual schedule by Saturday, July 7th. Sad news via Mike Cooper, an obituary in the Washington Post of June 30th for Leo Sarkisian, who was the inspiration behind Music Time in Africa. Mike says, I've listened to the show since the 1980s, but I never heard him host the show. But he would briefly introduce some of his archived recordings on programs hosted by Rita Rochelle Hunt. It's quite a long obituary about his career at the Voice of America, where he was hired by Edward R. Murrow in 1961. Leo Sarkisian died June 8th in New Hampshire at the age of 97. About World of Radio scheduling, as usual, I'm recording this early Tuesday afternoon, so as I speak, I can't be sure what's going to happen with WRMI. The two times we have been scheduled, 2030 UT on 5950 and 7780, I think are still running, although they're too weak to hear well here or at all. 1 hour later at 2130 UT, I know that 7780 has been turned over to Relay Argentina, but I suppose we're still on 5950. As for WBCQ 9330, we were originally running every day of the week at 2330, except Saturdays a bit earlier. But recently, we never know which days will be appearing and which days not. However, the past 2 weeks, World of Radio has shown up Fridays at 2330, just before 9330 switches to Alan Weiner Worldwide. Keep an ear on 9455 for WRMI. It's now officially scheduled only 4 hours a week, UT Thursday from midnight to 04. The middle 2 hours at 01 being the weekly Hal Turner show. And before and after that, apparently Brother Stare rather than Oldies. However, it may be heard at other times unexpectedly, such as later June 28th at 0550, 9455 was still on the air, with apparent oldie programming. Furthermore, it was still going at 1417, apparently oldies and not parallel to 9955 before 14 UT as it had been previously. Transmitter 3 of WTWW is still showing occasionally on 15810, actually considerably off frequency. UT Saturday, June 30th at 0605, it was on 15809.953 variable with classic rock music. And despite being in the middle of the night, was propagating at 10 over 9 thanks to some sporadic E. It may be on the air 24 hours later, UT Sundays around 05 to 07, with that talk show I've mentioned before. However, it didn't seem to be there last week. From WRNO 7505, UT Friday, June 29th at 0140, there was a far-right extremist political discussion between Rick and some other guy, so it must have been the fake news TV show called True News with Rick Wiles and his accomplice. I'd heard it once before on WRNO, but apparently it's not on every night. It kept going past 0200 with no ID. Ron Howard had also heard it on WHRI a bit later in the evening, around 0300. And he says, this time, when I heard it on WRNO, it was a week-old program which had aired on June 22nd, according to the True News website. JK and Josh near Atlanta, Georgia, were surprised to hear WWCR on 7490 past 19 UT June 30th, having failed to change to 12160 at 1500. Fortunately, they appeared to have changed again to the correct frequency, 9350, before WBCQ came up on 7490. There has not been a formal medium wave DXS schedule for over a year now, but here's an informal possibility, according to the Michigan ARE tip sheet about the station in Ionia, Michigan, WION, on 1430. There could be a pseudo-DX test sometime in July. Jim Carlisle of the station says they'll be having their AM stereo engineer late at night for a tune-up of the equalization on the transmitter after midnight Eastern Time, at full power and low power with tones and so forth, a good chance to try to catch them on DX. The day power is 4,700 watts, night power 330 with directional pattern at night. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports Zambia, ZNBC on 5915, back on the air from Lusaka, a fair signal in an African language at tune in 0443 UT, June 25th, and we have some other reports of it from Manuel Mendes in Spain, Zambia NBC Radio 1, June 28th at 2010 to 2021, vernacular comments on 5915, but SINPO only 14321. From the American Meteor Society via VHF-UHF Digest of the Worldwide TV-FM-DX Association, upcoming meteor showers, meaning FMDX possibilities. The Alpha Capricornids are active from July 11th to August 10th, peaking around July 29th. And the most popular shower of the year, the Perseids, active from July 13th to August 26th, peaking about August 12th or 13th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is mostly low at 5 and 2, except for a peak of 15 and 4, July 15th and 20th. And G1 minor storms possible July 23rd at 18 and 5. Solar flux rising from 68 through July 9th to a peak of 80 July 17th to 19th, and back down to 68 by July 28th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1937. Glenn Hauser, inviting you back next week.